Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talking Pictures. This is a special, fun, exciting review here with executive producer Carolyn.
And this is episode what for our new viewers? Our listeners?
I think it's 204 or 205.
That's awesome. So if you haven't, if this is the first time, you picked the best time for it to be the first time.
Okay, well, Carolyn said that. I never say best because
you picked the perfect.
All guests, okay,
time for it to be your first time.
Because all guests are equal, all films are equal. But this one, I always say I don't tell anyone anything they want to hear, whether it's a filmmaker, film festival, PR rep.
You mean that they don't want to hear?
I don't tell them I like their film if I don't like it.
Oh, okay.
So there's a no bullshit policy here. And so today we're going to be reviewing The Wedding Invitation, which just hit Amazon, iTunes, Hoopla, Netflix, not Netflix, Xbox, cable providers across Canada and the U.S. We'll get into more of that tomorrow. We'll save a little bit of a surprise we have before we announce tomorrow. First of all, Rainey Kerwin, I wish we had one of those cheesy applause meters that goes, yay! I'm speechless, and I think
I understand.
2 weeks ago I was speechless about a film, and to anybody that knows me knows that I'm not speechless for more than like 10 seconds, but this was, I hate sounding so cliche and just like saying that it was like a pleasant surprise. I mean, it was like out of left field how awesome it was.
Yeah. I had no idea about the movie. It just so happened that yesterday you were actually watching.
Yes.
And I came in and you said, hey, I want you to watch this movie. And because of scheduling issues, so on and so forth, it was like, okay, you had to leave and you told me where to stop watching it.
I stepped out halfway through.
You told me to stop. So, that being said, I loved this movie so much that I got so wrapped up in it, and it was so entertaining. It was just beautifully, beautifully done that I caught myself watching the credits. The movie was over, and I was like, OMG.
Well, and on top of that,
I didn't know what to do, and I was like, I didn't know because he told me to push this button.
Well, and that's a great compliment because, first of all, it was supposed to be mother-son time. And what's even funnier about that is, and I'm not going overboard again here, again, there's no bullshit on the show, our mother-son time was supposed to be House of Cards. So this took House of Cards time away, which again sounds so dramatic to say that it would, because we all know House of Cards has just taken the world by storm right now.
It's totally different.
But yeah, it's totally different, but it's like everyone knows when it's House of Cards time, it's House of Cards time. So what's funny is that I didn't want to rewatch it because I didn't want to have to put through possibly saying something that I saw. So I just found this out now that she had watched it without me.
And so I watched it actually one and a half times.
So I know you had some things because you're a painter and an artist that you wanted to compliment. Well, the team, first of all, we'll say one quick thing and then Carolyn's going to say some things here. This was an all-female production crew.
Let's say the title.
The Wedding Invitation. Again, Amazon, iTunes, Xbox, Hoopla. It came out June 6th. We do send our respect to D-Day veterans and honor that. This great quote from Rainey, and she says, "My sound guy was a woman." So, with that, Carolyn, being the painter and artist that you are, I know there were some things you wanted to mention that fall under Rainey's vision of being the writer, producer, director, co-producer, and actress of just some of the design of the film.
Well, first of all, like I said, it was an unexpected surprise. I didn't know anything about the movie. I didn't even know who was in the movie, who wrote it. I didn't know anything about it. So from the minute I sat down, and from the minute it starts, the the beauty in the lighting and the color and the way that it starts with all the vibrantness of the colors and the music and the scene that's in the scene. And then from there, it just takes you, it just captures you. You feel like you're a part of it. Characters in the movie go through, you're right along with them. And you laugh, you can cry, you can, and I mean, but this is light laughing and crying. I'm not saying that you like, you know, it's something that's going to stir up anything.
Totally hilarious.
It's hilarious and it's funny and it's timeless. I mean, like you know, in the time that this movie takes place, it doesn't matter. And it actually took place during a time when it takes place now, but they're, like, I don't know how much I should say.
It does say that it's an 80s themed prom wedding.
It's
so,
an 80s
I mean,
prom
that's
wedding.
Been in festival announcements.
And in the 80s, I was a new mom, so I didn't really know some of the maybe lingo or clothing or whatever, or songs even. But for me, I totally could keep up with this movie. I mean, it wasn't a problem. So the point I'm trying to make is I don't believe that you have to be of a certain age or a certain gender. It was made by females, but they captured, I know that if you're a male, you're going to be able to understand this movie and enjoy it just as much as you're a female.
Well, what was so brilliant too was that, and I might have this off base, but I remember it was saying something about it's The Hangover meets Bridesmaids. And I know there was this intention, I'm paraphrasing, Rainey wanted to, I'm not speaking for her, I read this in something, she wanted to kind of make, not like a movie for girls, about girls and with girls and following their things, because usually wedding movies are about the guy and the,
right.
And what I realized as we were talking, prepping this show, was that those guy movies are so full of jokes that only guys get, and that, you know, The Hangover, sure, it was funny and everybody loved it and women laughed, but that is so just, when you sit and watch it with your buddies, it's a whole nother plane.
Right.
Rainey, being the writer, director, and I just, her performance, all the performances,
right,
but mainly just alluding to her directing and her writing, is, all I can say is, it's so amazing and it's what actors do. I mean, it's their craft. But
that's true. It is your craft. But there was something about this that was, there was layers of it. And then, of course, then after, I realized, you told me she was the director, the writer, the
co-producer.
Then, of course, she was the actress, one of the actresses. And what I saw was, she was very, very vulnerable. She was very vulnerable in terms of, she put it all out there and people around her picked up the pieces and worked with that. Like, she didn't let anything get in her way. And you can tell that because everybody's performance was just, it was just great. I mean, just, you know, down to just maybe the guy that was only on there for a couple seconds, you know. And like Paul was saying, it was made by women, but there were male actors. Like, we're not trying to do this male-female thing. We're just saying, I just think it was a great movie.
Well, Rainey, you know, it says here in the press material, and it says that she was told for several years she couldn't make a film with three female leads because women meant nothing in the foreign market. And she took the film back, financed it, produced it, shot it with all females. Now, what I want to say that is kind of on the topic of the male-female thing is that what is very cool about Rainey is that she did that, and there's still just such a tremendous respect that her and many of her associates, she's introduced me to a lot of other guests that we've had and films. Like, my joke has been in the last three or four episodes, Rainey, you're going to hear this for the first time, I wanted to name this like the Rainey Kerwin Corner, because I started to notice that, like, oh, this guest was because Rainey in this film. So,
well, see, that's what I'm glad.
And that's what that's what's cool, because she's so supportive, and this has been a film that I mean, this was playing the festival circuit last year. I've literally been waiting to see this film since, like, September. I mean, this was like my Star Wars. This was like, I just wasn't going to dress up like a bridesmaid and sit outside
like
a theater.
Madonna.
Yeah, like, I wanted to say Rainy, but that would sound creepy.
Well, but, you know, I want to backtrack for a minute because I know we were really excited. And honestly, this was a really exciting experience. When you talked about, briefly, about how she took it back, because did I hear you correctly?
Yeah, it said women met, yeah.
No, that she tried to get this.
Yeah,
and then
she find out. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what I realized about that was, when you think about that, say, you know, we don't all have those experiences in our lives when something hasn't worked and we hit walls and then, you know, we hit the wall and then of course it succeeds and we're like, wow, we can do this. Well, the fact that I even know that now, and after watching that movie, you would have never guessed that happened, because it's still, she was able to capture the clarity that she's created this with. You know, the innocence, like the conception of it.
Right,
you know,
right.
Like her original intention.
Yes.
Her original intention,
yes.
Despite all the roadblocks, came totally through.
Yes.
It was really fun.
And I don't want to, and this is the last time I'm going to sound dramatic about it, is that there's so few films. Well, film nuts argue all day about it, whatever. There, you know, like that old saying, people think film was born with Star Wars or died with Godard. There's probably two or three films where I would not change a frame or a moment. One of them is The Shawshank Redemption, where you're never like, God, this was 2 minutes too long. You're never
right.
Like Morgan Freeman overplayed it. And this really, and it's such a cool tribute to what Rainey and her crew and team does for the world, because the guests that she's told us about have that same intention. Like, you were talking about Lee and your inspiration from Lee and seeing Katie's film. That was Rainey's thing. Her telling us about those women who row across the ocean, my God, in a boat. Even though this is reviewing the film, we're also reviewing that this is a director who, I've told her, so the audience can know, to really check this out, The Wedding Invitation. I'm going to tell you the platforms here, because this is just a film that, to me, reflects Rainey's spirit. And so when I got done with the film, I thought, you know what, this is just exactly like you were saying, her vulnerability, who she is. When you meet Rainey, when you talk with her, even if you just share emails with her, she's just Rainey. And
in the time and the world that we have right now, in the world we live in, with things being so, that can be so misinterpreted or so passionate about whatever position you take with what's going on in the world right now, what I liked about what I walked away from was that I had a sense of, you know what, things don't have to be so dramatic. Things don't have to be so hard and affect you. You can, you know, we do get through situations.
Right.
And if you're just yourself and you do what's best for you and take care of yourself, you're going to get through it.
Right.
And I mean, that's not giving any of the plot away or anything.
Right, no.
I'm just saying, that's why I'm so excited about it, because, you know, I woke up today thinking about the movie again, and I love movies.
Well, I mean, last year it cleaned house on the festival circuit. It was opening films and closing film festivals, and it was also our friend of the show, Quincy Rose, who him and Rainey won the two categories of the Manhattan Film Festival. And that was before I met both of them. So it's kind of cool to just see this community and to see how Rainey is involved and has made this great contribution to film. And I just want to tell you guys the places here that it's available, so you can watch it tonight. And then you got to just stick around for about 2 more minutes, because I got a cool surprise for you. Of course, iTunes, Amazon Instant Video, Dish Network, in-demand services, 70% of cable operators across the U.S. So So this isn't usually like when I'm talking about a film in LA and New York, and you guys tell me, well, I live in such and such, so I can't see it. Hoopla, Sling TV, Vubliquity, I probably pronounced that wrong, 30% of cable operators across the U.S., Vudu, and of course, Xbox. So with that, I don't think we could say anything better about the film. There's probably not even adjectives that exist. And we want to say thank you for to Rainey, because she actually invited us to the LA premiere, and through this, all these seasons, and especially all the stuff that's went on in the world, she has kept her word to give us, you know, review time. And most importantly, she's kept her word about tomorrow. What's tomorrow?
What's tomorrow?
What's tomorrow?
Rainey's going to be calling in.
Rainey's going to be calling in. So as dramatic as I've sounded, and I'm not even an actor.
I'm not going
to
be here tomorrow. So
yeah,
you have to
you guys are probably going to think it's Denzel imitating Rainey's voice. Rainey will be on the show tomorrow. And I just want to tell you guys to support this film, because it's good, because it's independent, because it stays true to its art. But even if you're one of those people out there that doesn't think those three things matter, just look at someone who keeps their word for 8 or 9 months.
Well, for a lifetime.
Yeah. I'm saying for how long I've known her,
right,
to still take care of what she says she's going to do. And not because it benefits her, because I'm not talking down, but we're not the New York Times. So this isn't going to like launch her to the,
right,
you know,
right,
to the moon. So we have to say thank you. And again, tomorrow, we don't do live, but please, Rainey and your supporters, feel free to take a listen at the time. But she will be on tomorrow. We'll have it released tomorrow night or the next day. And yeah,
and once again, Rainey, thank you so much for sparking and keeping your word. And we really appreciate it here at our podcast. And you know, I have a smile on my face because the human spirit is there and alive.
Yes, I always say, it's Haskell Wexler's quote, but I would say he says, a good cinematographer doesn't start with learning the gear. He starts with being a good person. So
yeah.
this film comes from just an undeniable spirit and crew who she attracts. We have to wrap it up because we could go into the crew.
Yes.
Cinematography's great.
So
production. Thank you, everyone. And also thank you, because I know this will get passed around. So we're always thankful
thank
to guests when
listeners.
They do that.
Thank you for all this. So let this energy and this positive spirit continue.
Yes. So take care. And remember, everyone, tomorrow, Rainey, it'll be released tomorrow night or the next day. And as I always say, whether it's morning, afternoon, or evening, or whatever other time of day exists, make sure and watch a good movie. And actually, you know what? Screw that. Make sure and watch The Wedding Invitation. All right. Aloha. Take care. And
good night.